Thank you, Ingela. Well, as you know, the discussions with respect to scope limitations are, you know, they're actively being taking place within the inclusive framework, in the steering group of the inclusive framework, and certainly those discussions are being informed by economic analysis and impact assessments with respect to the new taxing right. And I think it's clear that we are, it's a fine balance between placing undue administrative costs and burdens on companies and looking at really how much of this amount A return would be reallocated to market jurisdictions. In some circumstances, the reallocation would be smaller than the costs for the company to make that reallocation. So those are all factors that the inclusive framework is considering in determining a scope limitation. And as far as your comments with respect to any particular carve-outs, also as I mentioned yesterday, there's been no concrete decisions made with respect to any carve-outs with the new taxing right. The public consultation notes as examples several that are being considered. I think obviously the inclusive framework is going to look at the policy rationale quite closely before determining whether to carve out any particular sector or industry. Thank you.